here till 12:30 without mincha, right? It's already Zman mincha, right? Is that the Zman? What is it? Yeah, it's already the Zman mincha, correct? And that, and then tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will begin Chazara. So I'll give out the Chazara packets. And during Seder, you'll review the questions, and in Shir, I'll go over. Every day, we'll do a certain amount of questions and answers until we finish the whole thing. So nothing to be worried about, just a tool to get everyone to do Chazara. Okay, so we're continuing in Yoni Shomei Ka'ona Chelo Gimel, and I don't think we'll finish the whole thing today, but whatever we do today, we can continue next week. So the Mishnah says in Megillah, Hakore as a Megillah Omed V'Yoshev, right, standing or sitting, Kara Echad Karua Shnayim Yatsu. So says Rashi, Karua Shnayim Yachad Yatsu V'lomin Ein Shnei Kolos Nishayim Kechad. But one person could read it, two people could read it simultaneously. And you don't say, normally we say if two voices are not heard, Shnei Koli L'mishtamoi. So he says, read the Megillah, one person reads it, two people read it together, Yotza. So says the Gemara here, on page 2, Tana, Masha Enkein Batorah. In Korah, you can't have two people reading at the same time. Tana Rabbanan, Batorah Echad Korei Vechad Metargem. Batorah, you could have one person read and one person be Metargem. Uvalach lo ye Echad Korei Ushnaim Metargemim. So says Rashi. But by the Torah, you can't have two Balkoris at the same time. You have two Balkoris, you know, one guy can read the first three aliyahs, the next fellow can read the next. But you can't have two people, two Balkoris at the same time. So we're talking about there's one Kriyas HaTorah going on and two people are reading it. We're not talking about Simchas Torah where you break into little, you know, minion in this corner. We're not talking about that. We're talking about two people are reading the same thing simultaneously. So he said that my Megillah, that could be okay, right? But by Torah, not. So it says Rashi, the Kol Shekhen Sheh Shnayim Korin, the time Mishum the Trei Kolei Lo Mishtamoi. That two voices cannot be heard simultaneously. Okay. So if you take a look now in the Rush on page 3. Karua Shnayim Yotza Tana Meshenke Betorah Shein Kore El Echad Also Sheomed Lekros Betorah. Ve'en Shliach Tzibor Kore Imo. Whereas it used to be that the person who got the Aliyah was the one who leaned, right? Not the Shliach Tzibur, but the one who got the Aliyah, like Sparta, some Spartish places, they still do that. Or at least the Chacham, when he gets the Aliyah, lay. Right? Yeah, so. Mashanogu ha'idna sheshlif tzibur korei. So why do we have today that the Ola doesn't read, but the shlich tzibur, meaning what we call the Bal Korei, he reads? Right? Because this way, if you got an aliyah and you know how to read, so you'll read, but then some people don't know how to read, it'll be embarrassing. Some people get an aliyah and they'll lane, and some people get an aliyah and won't lane. So therefore we say, let the shlich tzibur, let the chazan do laning for everybody. Not the mevayish. Just like the Mishnah says in Bikurim, b'tchila misha yodei likros korei, misha yodei yodei likros machrin oso. Originally, a person who reads the Torah, who knows how to read, will read misha yodei yodei likros machrin oso. In other words, you had mikra Bikurim, you brought the Bikurim, you had to read the Parsha and Kisavo, or Arami Omi and Ovi. So originally, a person who knew how to read, he would read when he brought the Bikurim. And if he didn't know how to, someone would read for him. But then people stopped reading because it was embarrassing. Nimnu Milahavi. Machmasabusha. Iskinu Shi Machrin Es Hakol. So then they made a takana that every time they'll have someone else, makra for. So you have a precedent that the halacha was changed, not that there shouldn't be a busha. Ain't a dimya nearly, the husband of Nimulu Mahavi Bikurim or Overo Mashakosu Batorah. Avalacha Bikim Ikaru Bachem Yimnu. It was over there, they stopped bringing Bikurim, so they're going to violate something in the Torah, not to bring Bikurim. So here, it's not the same. In other words, the people who know the read will read, the people who don't. So it's not exactly the same, Ellen. Nira hatam lefish ena kol b'ki metame akriya ein tzibur yotze b'kriyosov hu b'enav ki yodeya v'yikru b'torah asi l'nsuye im ashatz. So he says, no, it means that, well, so what's the problem? People are not b'kiyim, they'll learn. In other words, over there, they'll stop bringing the Bikurim, so they're going to violate. But over here, the Bikim will read, Achen Yimnu Umachmas Habusha Yidu Lev Lumad Haparsha. El Mira Hatam Lefish Eina Kol Bikim Betame Hakriya. Ein Tzibur Yotze Bikriyoso. Lev Meinam Keyodeh. No, in other words, not everyone knows how to lane, but some people think they know how to lane. Lefish Eina Kol Bikim Betame Ein Tzibur Yotze Bikriyoso. Hu Be'enav Keyodeh. So therefore, if they're not going to call him up to lane, he's going to be angry with them. Because why are you calling me? And he's not going to read. They're really not going to call you because you don't know how to lane. But he's not going to understand that he doesn't know how to lane. So Asi Lensui Mashat. So therefore they said, everyone, the Balkore always will read, and we won't have any, it won't be the older. V'kach yiskinu she yikor shel tziach shu baki b'kriya. Mikomokam gam ha'omed likros yikra benachas. But so now he tells you a very interesting thing. The Balkori reads. See, that's called the shlech tzibur in this context. But the person who gets the aliyah, he doesn't lane, but still he should lane along silently. Gam ha'omed likros yikra benachas b'diktukim shlech tzibur shlote brachal vatola. Parenthetically, I'll tell you a story that happened to Shabbos. I got an aliyah to Shabbos. So what happened was, the mice said, usually we wait from a certain Sefer Torah. It was a very nice Sefer Torah. They took out a different Sefer Torah, which Rabbi Rapp pointed out they really shouldn't have taken out, but they took it out. And so I got my aliyah. In the middle, towards the end of my aliyah, there was an os that was problematic. with question whether it was a Vav or a Yud. So what do you do? So we called up
a child.
And the child, Paskin, I mean, the child said that it was a Vav, meaning so it was kosher. So we continued that Sefer Torah. But then later, what happened was someone got Hagba and almost dropped the Torah because it was a big Torah. So someone said it would have been better if it would have been possible that they would have taken out the small one. But, well, it didn't fall. This is yesterday, yeah. One of the minyanim. Yeah, but it did not fall yet.
Okay.
And the Torah was kosher. But the thing is, like Rabbi Rapp pointed out, we have to be just make sure that the person who takes out the Torah takes out the one that the Torah that really should be taken out. Yeah. Oh, so he says an interesting thing here. This is the famous Rush. The Rush says that you have to read along, because meaning the Ola, the guy who's getting the Aliyah, should read along with the Bal Koreh, Benachas, slow, not loud, but Gama Omin Likras Yikra Benachas Dikdu Shlote Bracha Levatola. So it shouldn't be a Bracha Levatola, which is very interesting, because he's saying that if you get an Aliyah and you don't read along, that it'll be a Bracha Levatola. Those who say you're Likros in a Roshik, you could Ushlich Tibur, Tavi Bracha Levatola. So therefore, it should come out that the one who doesn't know how to read along, then he shouldn't get an aliyah, because there'll be a bracha v'atala. Right. So, but some people can't even read. Likros. What does that mean? Maybe it means he can't read. Eino yodea likros. So the question is, why is that so? This is the big question. This I want to hear what you have to say before we, go through the rest of the packet. But like, why, if you get an aliyah and you don't read along, why is it a bracha levatala? Number one, aren't you just listening to his? You're just like shomek ona from the Bal Koreh, number one. And number two, even if you read along, no one in the tzibur doesn't hear you. So what good is reading along if the whole bracha of Birkas HaTorah in the shul is for this communal? You don't need bracha levatala Birkas HaTorah. You made Birkas HaTorah in the morning. So why are you making it now in shul? Because you're making it for the aliyah. So if you say that, therefore you have to read along, what is it going to help that you're mumbling it? No one hears your reading. They hear the Bal Koreh's reading. So first of all, why do you need to read along? Why isn't Shomei Kohanah sufficient? That's one question that's asked. And the second question is asked, even if you do read along, what does it help? What does it help? No one hears what you're saying anyway. See, maybe when you make a Birkas HaTorah in the morning, and then you say, Yivrach Hashem, Yishmerech, okay, so you're making it for yourself. It's not a communal bracha. But here you're making it for the community. So those are the two questions that are raised. Why do you need to read along? And even if you say you do need to read along, why does reading along help? Those are the two questions that are raised on this rush. Max, close up there. What's the purpose? Pashas is, there's a takana, like the Mishnah Yaakov says, there's a takana of Priyas HaTorah Barabim. And this is bracha made on this takana of Priyas HaTorah Barabim. In the old days, Bizman Chazal was only the first person who got the first Aliyah, made the first bracha, and the last person got the last bracha. But today we do it every Aliyah. People come out, come in, whatever. Yeah. Well, every person who would be called up to the Torah would be late. But he wouldn't make a bracha necessarily. He'd just be called up to the Torah. But he would lame. Maybe today, since you don't lame, so if you'd be called up to the Torah, so what does it mean if you're not, you don't have a saying part, so to speak?
But
I'm making
a
bracha,
maybe I have to read, not I'm right, maybe I have to read, do an action to show how the Torah Torah is to me. When I lay by myself, I'm showing, yes, Torah is so important, that's doing an action relating to what it's showing is important, based on the bracha I just made.
So you gotta do it yourself. You gotta do it yourself. You gotta do something yourself.
It's so important to me that I'm speaking with this event, that I'm doing action to show what the Torah means to me, and that's the value of the Torah has to me.
Interesting. Do you know Rav Yaakov Grossman? His grandfather was a Rosh Hashiva here for many years, Rabbi Shusheim. I was very close with him. He was a very big Rosh Hashiva here. He was very close to Rav Soloveitchik. And we were very close, myself, with his grandfather, Shalom Shalom. Lived in Kew Garden Hills.
Yeah.
We had a couple of Rosh Hashivas who lived in Kew Garden Hills. Rav Michal Katz. Rav Michal Katz. You know Rav Michal Katz? He was a Rosh Hashiva here. He was here in the yeshiva for what, 50 years at least? You heard of him, though?
Yeah,
Grossdingers. You guys, Grossdingers were probably closed before you guys were even born. Grossdingers was like a shit hotel in the Americas. What?
I've been to Grossdingers.
You were in Grossdingers?
I went to Country Sports Academy to play golf.
Yeah, Grossdingers was a Michal Katz. And who is Rav Michal Katz? He's a Mikam Chacham. Who started Rav Reuben Katz? Who is Rav Reuben Katz? He was Rosh Hashiva Petach Tikva. He was Masada Kedushin for Karateria. The Chazanish said he didn't want a keyboard at the wedding. But the Chazanish was a vocal cantor, the Chazanish was a stage man. He didn't do very public things. Chazanishin give shiur or something. When you're talking about Chazanishin, which I read the words in the hands of the spoke of learning. Yeah. Chazanishin is stage time. The result, that's all. Especially if it can be honest. Yeah, it's stage time. That's why the article of Rabbi Kanievsky book said that at the wedding, he didn't want to keep it. So if it said, well, the result of the role, that it was stage time. The Rav Reuben Katz is a big volume. You want to pay for Kol Vav? Okay, but what's the famous? Degel Reuben. Degel Reuben. That's a very popular favorite. It's different topics, different subjects that he is. He was a big volume. And his son was a Rosh Hashiva for that. He was a Chavrus in Chevron, he told me, with Vav, with Rav Shlomo Doran. There's also to go, which, you know, even though he got himself in trouble, but he was a big goal. He told me that when they would learn Moed together, Moed and Sassification together, they would go to a different base measures. It was considered embarrassing to learn the Moed and they would go to a different base measures. They weren't learning about Messiah, about Kama, etc. Yeah. Okay. What can I tell you? Okay. You know, different strokes for different folks.
What's so embarrassing about
learning to suck in your own ball or talking? A lot of questions there. Yeah, okay, I'm just telling you. Hey, what can I tell you? Yeah. So Rabbi Yankov says, you have to show. But then it's still a little hard to understand because the mice, it's a public career. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if it applies. You're reading Megillah, right? So you haven't heard Bracha. You're assuming your brother got it. You haven't heard Bracha. And I'm reading. You're being the star, but the person who's doing the Mamish that had some, action. But here, you're saying the Bracha. You're supposed to be doing the Kriya.
So I'm supposed to say it, so now I'm not saying it. You say you can't make a bracha on a Shomei HaKa'ona. You can be Yotzi with Shomei HaKa'ona, but if you're making a bracha, sort of like what Rav Soloveitchik said, when you're making a Birkas HaMitzvah, so you have to do the Maisa Mitzvah. So here it's not exactly Birkas HaMitzvah, it's Birkas HaShevach, whatever, but you have to do the Maisa. One second. But the Maisa, you're saying it, what?
You said, and
you're reading. So to be Yotze, the idea that you have to do a Maisa. Madaf Tom a Maisa. Or an Amira Chotch. Even though no one's going to hear that. Doesn't matter. The Maisa, you did a. In other words. Right. But you're saying you have to say along, which at least you have to do you have to do something. You can't just say a bracha and not do a mice. Okay, maybe. So that's what you want to say. You have to do a mice. Shomei HaKa'ona works when you're
starved
to something, so it's as if someone makes Kiddush and now you have to listen, so you listen. But here, when let me ask you a question. You're saying the bracha. So if you're saying the bracha, then you have to do an action. But you can't be Yotze with Shomei HaKa'ona. Even though Shomei HaKa'ona is Yotze, but it's not felt in the Maisa. It's like the halacha is. What do we say by Yotze Motzi? I can make the bracha on tefillin, and you can put on the tefillin. Yes.
So you
bear
bracha on that,
because
you don't say it.
So maybe you weren't saying that you'd answer Amen to his bracha. And then
right,
but here you say, you have to say the bracha for the tzibur. So then at least you have to do some maisa, which you said the bracha. And you're not yotzei the bracha with someone else, you're saying it yourself. So then, Rav Lavi is saying, of course, you have to do some sort of mice or a mirror or something like that.
What you said, something you basically did your
Right, so he's saying it publicly. He wouldn't be Yotze just like everyone else, because he's saying it, so he's saying the bracha, so he has to say it, and he couldn't be Yotze. Because Shomer Kohona is not like, the bottom line is, you didn't say it.
Someone else
will read the, yeah.
So is that the similar
method? Well, like in shuls that they have a clock. So
yeah,
usually...
Some shuls, so is it the same mechanism or it's something else differently because...
We'll see. It's maybe something similar, yeah. Well, the Gemara is going to say it's something that's more chaviv, you don't say Trey Coley. This is not it. It's not something that we do all the time, so it's a special. By Megillah. Yeah. Yotzer. Yeah. Maybe. We'll have to see.
If someone's not able to speak and you get
to know. Oh, right. So that's the question. What about if you're an Elaim? And this is a big question that comes out of law, a blind person. So according to this, a blind person shouldn't be able to get an aliyah. Right, so we have to see. But L'chor, that shouldn't work out with this, right? Because if you're saying that you have to read it along, even if you know it by heart, the mitzvah is Kriyas HaTorah. It's not Kriyas HaTorah if you know it by heart.
Also, maybe another thing would be with in shul, commonly people don't know how long you're supposed to read along.
Oh, say again?
People a lot of times don't know you're supposed to read along. They go up for aliyah. So if you're you see that they're not being long, you say a name to their prophet.
You mean you know this man is not learned? The man is not learned.
Right.
So he's making any aliyah, perfect. And you know he's not going to read alone because you know. He doesn't. So then you're saying maybe you shouldn't answer only to his bracha because he's not going to read alone. That's what he's saying. I would imagine that most people who are not learned, who get aliyahs, are not reading along. Right? Just the reality. Most people are not learned. It's good enough that they were able to get through saying the bracha. Right. Now,
right, at least the bracha afterwards.
Right.
Probably the bracha before. I mean, you have like a normal bracha in a lot of cases where the nine guys are not
going to. The bracha afterwards, you know already that
you know. The bracha afterwards, you can know it. You can look and see.
Yeah.
What?
Haftorah. When he has a cloth or without a cloth? With a cloth or without a cloth? No cloth. So then really people are supposed to say along. But a lot of people don't do that. They just listen. They talk. So we'll see. Somebody else had their hands up? So he says, Shalote bracha levatolim. Also shall you dare likro say to Rosh Hashanah kruv to tziva and bracha levatolim. Lo mustaber shehu yivarach al kriyas shliach tzibur. Now, take a look in the Tshuvas Harosh on page 5. Bor. Yeah, Bor is a unlearned person. Likros Batorah Ein Dover Hogun. It's page 5. It's not a proper thing. He miachar shehu mevarech sarach sheikra shelo tehe bracha levatala. Omnam im kori im achazim yodeh lohavim l'chaber otzis l'kosim achazim mikri shapir priya. Amal shevarech amash achazim kore v'hu lo yikra klal lo yitachin klal. So, basically, the Rosh and the Tshuva is saying over the same basic thing that he's saying, but he says it in a funnier, in a different language. He says, "Bor likros to ein dover hogun." What is the ein dover hogun? As much as it's not a proper thing, but then he just says. And then he writes Shalotei Bracha Levatala, which Masha. So maybe you could say, this is what I was thinking. I mean, there's more to say, but let me throw out this idea. That maybe he doesn't really mean Bracha Levatala. He just means that it's not right. But technically, maybe it's not a Bracha Levatala, because they're not going to be. He's listening to the Shliach Tzibur. Not current. It's a Hogan. It's not proper. The end, he gets a little strong. But at the beginning, he says, Ein Dover Hogan. Then he writes, Lo Yitachin Klal. That's a little bit stronger.
Now, why did I think of this idea?
Because there's another Tshuva Harosh that it reminds me of. I don't think I put it back. What's the other Tshuva Harosh reminds me of? The Tshuva Harosh says, if the Shliach Tzibur is doing Chazar Pashat, and then you don't have 9 people answering, what is it? Is it Brachal Hatal? What is it? What's Karam? So I think what someone is saying, that maybe, you have 10 people there in the room, so you have a minute. That's not a Brachal Hatal. It's not right. It's not right that they should be answering all three. But is it really Rachel or Apollo? Maybe not. But Pashmish. That's what he says over there. Korah Hadar.
So is this the same or is this worse? You know what I'm saying? So if he has the precedent of using the laws of Rachel or Apollo,
when
he doesn't really mean
it.
That also
makes sense. Because he says, Karav Hadomer.
So Karav, wouldn't he have used the word Karav here also?
No, he also uses the lashon of
we'll come back and give you Shlisha.
Well, because the Torah ain't a Torah, how can you
have a
Torah? So
what's going to happen? You have a Torah that's being. We don't want a Torah reading.
Right.
But if I hold
in
Torah,
Right. Okay, that's a good shot. I like your shot. As he's saying, Bor shouldn't be the Balkari. Because he's not going to read it right. So what do we do? So we'll have the Chazan be the Balkari. And he'll just... But for him not to say anything, to make the bracha, and he won't say along anything, lo yitach and klal. So right, so he's saying, Eino Dover Hogan, he never said it on the guy getting the aliyah not speaking. He only said, when the Balkari is reading, and you're not saying anything, and you got the aliyah, he used that to lash lo yitach and klal. Which is a stronger Lasha than Ein Dover Hogan. In other words, what Yehuda is saying, I think he's right. When the first line of Bor Likros Matar Ein Dover Hogan, he's not talking about the guy who's got the Aliyah. He's talking about the person who either got the Aliyah, but he's going to be the Malkori. So he says, so you shouldn't, you know. So he got the Aliyah, and he's also going to be the Balkari, so that's not going to be good, because he doesn't read so well. Well, so what should he do? They should have another Balkari, another Chazan, and he should just mimic along. And that, because if he doesn't even mimic along, then that's not right. Lo yitach and klal, that he should, you know... make the bracha of the aliyah. So in the end, what he's saying that you have to say, speak it out, that's going on the, and if you don't, then he says lo yitach and klal. He doesn't just say ein dover hogan or that. To get an aliyah and not read, to get the aliyah, say the bracha, have the Chazan, the Balkari lane, and you don't say anything after you made the bracha. That's not proper. Mo yitach and klal.
He's not just saying it's that great, he's saying it.
Mo yitach and klal, not to read along. Mo yitach and klal means it's not proper at all. It's impossible. So, again, what is it? Is it or is it not?
I don't know if it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's maybe a step notch better. As opposed to Bracha Levatala, that's... But it could be it's the same thing. Yeah, what do you want to say?
We have a situation where it's not a fool. Somebody's calling. He's holding. 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 He's holding.
Yeah. Right. You say, what if he's called up in the middle of, you know, a part of davening that he can't be mapsik? Right. So that's what he just asked. One second. So I want to show you that lashon of the lashon of the I want to show you the lesson about the 10 people. Sounds like it should be a Klal Revi here. One second. Yeah, what do you want to say? You have a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph? Yeah, one second. So I want to do the Chazar Shashat here, as if you just get a Kalif. Yeah, one second. Kuf Chav Dalet. Kuf Chav Dalet, here. Oya Sikh Sikh is Kulin. Bishasha Sikh Sikh Chazat Fila. Right. And then he says, here. Tuor Bishim Chubas Arash Klal Vav. Ah, Klal Vav. Yeah, Klal Vav, Rebbe said. Okay, so let me read you. Klal Vav. You have the tour here, the new tour, and Kuf Dalet. Because the lashon is kuf chav dalet dalet, etc. Shliach sibur chozer tefila hakol yesh lohem lishtok lechavin lebrachos and varach chazam los amen. In tisha mechavnim lebrachosov korv lios brachosov vatola. That's the lashon, and I believe that lashon is coming from the Tshuvas Arash. Kuf chav dalet, yeah. Oh, okay, good, good. Shuv here. Dalad Yutes. Okay, that's where it is. Dalad Yutes. Here. Nearly Sheish Ligo, I'm reading the Rosh. Both of them, we call them, yeah. Vakal Yeshua Lishtov will have in the Brikas Achaz below. Ma'amen, she'ena tisha, b'veks a kneset, ab'chavnim, b'rikas shlif tziva, korv hu b'ena, she'brikas shlif tziva, l'vatala. Kiniskenu, b'rikas shlif tzibor, l'omra basara. She'ena tisha, b'veks a kneset, ab'chavnim, b'rikas shlif tziva, nirak ibrach l'vatala. But he uses the Lashon Nira. Because Lamaisa, 10 people are there. So why is it a Baruch HaLatala? 10 people are there. He's saying it. And then three are schmoozing, and four of them are reading the newspaper, and another, you know. Okay, it's not proper, but it's Nira that Baruch HaLatala uses. Nira Kim Rachel Vatala. So maybe you can say the same thing over here. Maybe he means the same idea. I'm not convinced that what I'm saying is right. I'm not convinced. But I just want to get it off my chest. And you can throw. Where's Teluki? Teluki. You can throw darts if you want. Right. He's not Malamed Chus there either, by the Shliach Tzibor, he's not Malamed Chus.
Well, there he says Korov.
Yeah, he says Korov HaDover Leos.
Yeah, so here he doesn't even say that. Here he's pretty clear that
it's... Lo Yitochein. What are you talking about? It's not Mestaber. Which is a stronger Lashon? Korov HaDover Leos Baruch Levatola? Or Lo Yitochein Klal?
I would say the B.
I'd say A. You say A. Yeah, why?
That's how Halacha think. You're saying what it is. Klal is an emotional, not doing anything, but like, this is Halacha,
you don't say if the guy's Michal Shabbos, Lo Yitochein Klal.
You say he's Michal Shabbos?
He's Michal Shabbos, right.
I'd say A. Even Karl is Michal Shabbos, still pretty bad. No.
But in other words, I'm just pointing out, this is another, when I saw this rush, it reminded me of the other rush. You understand? It was where else does the rush, maybe there are other places also. This was without a search on the computer. This is just from my recollection. Yeah, the Chumash Rush is the one who says that he needs 10 people to answer Omri to Shlif Tzibur. So when I was looking at this rush, by the fact that you need the Oyla to go along, but Lachara, the Rosh should hold, therefore, that a blind person can't get an aliyah then. Right? If it's really a Baruch HaLatala. Now, take a look at the Yerushalmi here, on page 6.
Can you just read and say the word that he's hearing?
What? Does it help to repeat if you're not reading it from the Sefer Torah? You have to read it from the Sefer Torah. Right. So the Yerushalmi says, "Ma'aseh Meir Shekarim Yishuvim Beis Kedushas Tovovim Salachu Beichaleh." You must see the mutal across Omen, mutal across Yosef. So he writes a lashon here. Look at the Yerushalmi. And this is a question that the Emek Bracha is going to talk about. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shashomeya Kikore. Bechabechla. Shem Kimashim on Zekhorev is a Mavarach. Mikasha Shomea the Oda. The Achia Shabeva Kokora, Kifaka Mavarach, we cross the Megillah. Shmamina the Shomea Kikori. Because by Kriyas and Megillah, you can have one person make the bracha and another person lanes. So even though the other person made the bracha, he could lane. How could he make the bracha? He didn't lane. So make the owner. So you see that one person making a bracha and the other person laning, you can say Shomeka owner. Oh, so you want to say this is only by Megillah, this is not by Kriyas HaTorah. That's what we said, right? So maybe that's the answer to this Yerushalmi that they're talking about. That this is not this is Kriyas Megillah, so it's Shomeya Kona. Okay. Bezer Shem, next week we'll continue. But what we saw today is the rush. The rush in the Gemara and the rush in the Tshuvas, and then we saw the third rush. At least you didn't see it inside, but the rush about Chazaras HaShach. So three rushes. Okay, Bezer Shem, we'll continue with our rush.